So you're kind of doing a survey to figure out where in the community there's vaccine hesitancy. Tell me a little bit about how that's being done.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, from polls that have been done in several parts of the country, we are realizing that there are certain patient populations that seem more hesitant to receive the vaccine than others. And the trend has repeatedly been that it's underserved populations or populations that have poor access to health and populations of people of color. And we are especially worried about that because, you know, as per what I've been seeing at the hospital with our COVID infections, some of the poorest outcomes are also coming from populations of people of color. And I mean, it's no surprise it is because of that poor access to health and of many other healthcare disparities that are already in place. So we basically wanted, this survey has already been done in Chicago, and we wanted to mirror the same thing here to find out which populations are hesitant to receive the vaccine. Because, I mean, you can extrapolate data from other parts of the country, but I'm not sure that's exactly fair because a certain patient population is less likely to get the vaccine somewhere in Boston, it's not necessarily the same here in Peoria. So we wanted to have the survey done here to make sure which patient populations are especially hesitant here in Peoria to get the vaccine and the reasons behind that, because, you know, we make a lot of assumptions in medicine, and especially with everything going on, a lot of assumptions are being made as to why some people may or may not want to get the vaccine. But I think, you know, you need to go to the source and ask people what is the main reason you are hesitant to get the vaccine. And if it's a modifiable factor that we can work on and actually help people change, then that's really the hope. If we find out what the reasons are, then we can work on modifying those factors and get as many people vaccinated as possible.
So tell me how you actually conduct the survey. Is this phone, internet, door-to-door? How are you actually reaching out to people in the middle of this pandemic?
So I know a lot of it is going to be electronic. So they're going to be emailing people, and they're going to be able to answer the surveys and send it back electronically. But there's also been talk that you can't reach everyone electronically, right? So there has been talk of just door-to-door delivering of the surveys and having people fill them out, reaching out to community centers, churches, places where people might still be frequencing and going and handing out those surveys and getting as many filled out as possible. So it's really kind of multifaceted, but I think the main way is going to be electronically.
And are there specific areas you're targeting geographically? Is it strictly the city of Peoria? Is it Peoria County, the Tri-County area?
It's going to be Peoria County overall, not just the city. As I said, this has already been done in Chicago, and so it seemed like they had they got responses and they found them very useful in their case. And we're just trying to mirror that experience. And I think we're going to include all of Peoria County just to get as many people as possible in there as we can.
Once you've done the survey and you've collected results, I mean, you talked a little bit about those action steps of if there's something that we can talk to somebody about and, you know, help them, you know, feel more comfortable with it. So, I mean, what actions do you take as a result of whatever results you get with the survey?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is where the survey is going to be really helpful, because I don't think there's one answer to everyone's hesitancy. Each person probably has a different reason they're hesitant. And the survey really addresses that pretty nicely with the questions that are on there in terms of, why are you hesitant? And hopefully we're going, you know, depending on the reason, we're going to be able to individualize our approach with different people. If it's something like, a healthcare worker told me it's dangerous, or I'm going to have a lot of side effects, then if we know that person does trust, you know, healthcare workers does trust their doctor, having them readdress that with their doctor, maybe having those concerns readdressed. If it's something like, you know, I heard from someone they got it and they had severe side effects, again, you know, presenting people with the data and telling what's true. So I think it's going to be very individualized depending on what, you know, each maybe cluster of people or what each individual gives us as a cause for their hesitancy to get the vaccine. I think the most efficient way is probably going to be talk to your doctor or healthcare provider, right? Because hopefully if people, you know, have trust in their doctors or healthcare providers and the answer is, you know, science related or science based, then that can be very easily cleared by their healthcare provider or doctor. But, you know, that's really the reason for the survey is that, you know, are we forgetting about, you know, about some common reasons that people might have and trying to find creative ways of addressing those doubts.
So what's the timeline of the survey? You mentioned the Chicago survey is kind of a template for what you're doing here in Peoria. When are you going to be collecting those responses, compiling them, and coming up with some kind of action plan to go from there?
So I know that we are in the process of starting to send out the surveys. We still haven't had any responses. I suspect, obviously, that the electronic version of the survey is going to be the fastest to get back with responses. It's really going to be about, people who are not able to reach electronically, if we're going to hand them out or give them to their community centers or churches or institutions. Those are probably going to take the most time. But I think those are probably critical because those are some of the people who probably have issues with access to healthcare and, having someone to talk to and get the answers that they need. So it may be a little bit longer to get at least those back. But I think as we start, I think especially the electronic phase, as we start getting those back, we should have a clearer idea of who is hesitant, why, and we can start addressing them as they come. So I'm not sure I have a definite timeline for you, but I know that as soon as we start sending out the electronic ones, we'll start getting quick answers. And we do have two versions, one in English and one in Spanish, to try and reach as many people as possible.
Was there really anything else you wanted people to know about this survey effort or about, you know, addressing vaccine hesitancy that might be, you know, prevalent in certain populations here in Peoria?
I want people to feel heard. You know, I think that there is a big problem with certain populations or individuals feeling that, you know, throughout all of this, they haven't been, that maybe either the medical community or, you know, the overall response hasn't been transparent with them, or that we're not hearing their concerns, or that someone is hiding something from them. And we're really trying our hardest to first, you know, dismiss that thought, because at least as a medical community, we're really, you know, trying to get to as many people as possible. And, you know, the end goal is both for people's individual safety and the safety of our community as a whole. We're all desperate to get back to, you know, sort of a normal state, right? And I think that, you know, there's been talk about herd immunity, and this is the nice, safe way of getting some sort of herd immunity. And this is what I, you know, want to tell people is that, you know, you're heard. So if you have concerns, don't dismiss this survey, fill it out, let us know what your specific concerns are so we can address them. And and I think, you know, that's the main message we'd like to get out there, is that there's no ulterior motive. We all want to get back to hopefully, you know, a more normal state and kind of get over this terrible year that we've all had.